Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Rowdy up there like we usually do.
Oh, man. No banner?
Wait, we don't even have a freaking chat thing. Where's our chat thing at?
Man, we're already off to a flaming start.
Oh, there it is.
It was there.
I was like, bro, don't tell me. Tell me we got to do this whole thing over again.
How come we're missing our banner?
Hello, that's Moto. Weird. Oh, no, I got it. I got it. Here we go. Boom, it's there. No big deal. Is it working?
It is working.
All right. I don't know how good it's going to work, but we're going to make it, no, there make it go.
I was there. I was like, bro, don't tell me. Maybe we got to do this whole thing over again.
Yeah, sounds
the,
good.
The infamous throat clearing.
The infamous.
I got to make sure that I do that in the microphone every time.
No, but here's the thing, though. We got to make sure that this works and the fucking viewers come on and we can be able to see people talking.
It sent me a notice from YouTube.
I just want to make sure, like, if we chat on here, it'll say something.
Right.
So before we do anything else, let me go on here.
Hang on. And
let me freaking lay down some good old fashioned text savvy.
I'm doing it too.
Everybody should do it. Get on there and just text.
Is this thing on?
Hey, it works. Yeah, there's me. Okay.
Hey, cool. Come on, John. You gotta nice. Chime in so we feel like we got somebody listening.
Oh, yeah. We are rolling and rocking today.
Look, we're killing it.
Killing it.
We got one viewer, two dudes chatting.
Yeah, well, normally we go on. Oh, no, we are. Technically, we are on at 7 o'clock. We're normally on around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we're right on time.
We planned on doing it a little bit early, but we...
See, we lost our following.
Right here.
Man.
Well,
we're all on. We got to start over.
Here's the thing. A lot of our viewers listened to this shit when they got home from work and didn't, you know...
Right.
We didn't have a lot of live watchers. We had a lot of, like, afterwards watchers.
We
had about 10 or so, usually
six
normal.
6 to 10, yeah.
6 to 10.
Yep.
Pretty good, decent size. I'm going to find me something in here. Don't worry about it. But no, I feel like we'll hang out here for a minute. We'll let everybody kind of join in. Get reaccumulated with the accumulations.
The trickle effect.
Trickling down.
The dick trickle effect.
Man, I see all these fucking cigarettes, and it reminds me of when I used to smoke cigarettes.
I used to. And then I started again.
Yeah, and I don't, like, I don't not, like, I don't, like, I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't mind the, hey, Harold Gill! And I fixed the sound thing. So now you'll hear the shotguns and all that stuff.
Oh.
Which is cool.
Right on. All these
2007, what's that say?
All these improvements.
Oh, smoking? Nice. Oh, yeah. What's up, Harold? Yeah, I think Harold was one of the guys that was like, hey, man, when you guys do another Rick and Rowdy?
It's been a while. Mid-November, first, second week in November was our last one.
Yeah, no, it was right before Thanksgiving, day before Thanksgiving, biggest bar night of the year. Yep.
Okay. I knew it was pre-election, wasn't it? Post-election. Mm-hmm. Pre-election.
I think it was right there after election, because it was... Well, hold on. When's Thanksgiving? 24th, right?
Yeah.
So it was right afterwards.
Huh.
And I think we talked a little bit about what was going on and if they were going to try some shenanigans with it, but he won, but, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's been a while. I know that. If you're new here, welcome to the Rick and Rowdy Show. My name's Rick. Over there is Rowdy.
I'm Rowdy.
I have not been on for a while, as you can tell, people who know me, or you might not be able to, I don't know. My teeth are janked. I was a bad fucking kid when I was younger.
Ate too much candy.
Ate too much candy. Crack cocaine specifically. I don't want people thinking I was on meth. Meth's way worse than crack. Hey, I wasn't a meth head, all right? I was doing crack cocaine. I don't know if that's any better, but...
What do they say? Cocaine. At least it's not heroin.
At least it's not heroin, right. No, but, you know, I got off. It got clean, got around my life, and, you know, by that time,
Now you're paying for it.
It's already been, yeah, it was already too much damage done. I tried to, you know, save what I could. It did it for a while, got me where I was, and then it just came time to where, looking at myself in these videos and everything else, I was like, fuck, man, like, I gotta do something about it.
Right.
I just self-consciously, I knew I could go. Nobody really cares, you know what I mean? Harold Ford don't give a shit. Harold Kill don't give a shit. Speaking of Harold Ford, we know that's not Harold Ford. We know who that is. We know who that is. That's Stan the Man down there at Forrester Automotive. We're gonna do his thing too.
Oh, damn, we got them both.
But I gotta say this, you know,
both
this.
Heralds.
The only reason that we are able to do multi-streaming today is because of one man, and one man only. Don't touch that plug. Don't grab that plug.
It's broke now.
One man only, and that is Simpkins Electrical Service. Billy Simpkins down there at 4810 Page F.
Oh, William Simpkins.
What's he do there?
Man, he sells repairs, fixes, Century, Bernard, Thermal, Linux, Hypertherm, Lincoln Electric, Miller, OTC, ESOB, and Hobart. He can fix just about any welding setup that you got.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Go check that guy out. If it wasn't for that guy, we would not be going live right now.
And snowplowing. I plow for him.
Doing this, yeah. Awesome.
He called me up this year.
Oh, no shit. You were working for him? Like, he was like, hey, I got this shit going on. I need your help.
Well, I guess his old plow guy died or something. I wasn't really taking on new accounts, but he's a buddy and his lot's nice.
Right.
And probably one of the nicest blacktop lots that I have. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'll do that. I hooked him up too, so.
Hell yeah. What up, Cal Felberry?
Holy shit.
What's going on, buddy?
All the gangs are coming in.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice little...
Yeah, nice little reunion,
nice little
show.
Powwow.
It'll get them by for a couple of months.
Yeah, unfortunately, guys, I'm not done yet with my whole grill thing. I'm in the middle of it. I got my whole bottoms out, my top left all the way gone. I still have my front teeth and then my top right that they're going to take out. But I also have a canine teeth. I used to have these vampire teeth.
Right.
That came in. When I was younger, they were cool. I'd be like, shh, I'm a vampire.
You should have your dentures special order with some big-ass gold canines.
That'd be dope as fuck.
Fucking
what,
like,
up, hey, bro? Good to see you.
Super glittery vampire guy.
Thanks, Tristan. Appreciate that. No, but so what I'm going to do, what up, Pickens? Good to see you. They got to take this fucking thing here. So they got to take, because this one got pulled at
right.
The University of Michigan. They got to take this thing and they gotta fucking push it up because it's yanked around my sinus,
Jesus,
and they got to pull it down and then pull it out.
What the fuck?
Otherwise, they're going to yank my sinus right out of my fucking face.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy,
fuck.
Though? Yeah.
Man.
What is going on? Man, we're getting some viewers in here on a fucking Wednesday afternoon. Feels good. Feels good to be kind of back. Not really back all the way, but back in
just a little bit of stop in and say, hey, we ain't dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, God. I got to shut this off. This is way too many horns going on there.
Glorious,
that,
man.
It was. It was nice, but I don't think this was the correct environment
for
it.
I was feeling elevated.
Stan says, I had my uppers and lowers pulled at the same time and walked out with my dentures. You're fucking crazy. See, they got the... Well, you can do that, where you can put in what they call temp dents, where it's like temporary dentures.
Yeah.
But the doctors that I talked to said that they don't do that only because it... they've had so many people that come back and it doesn't form right and it hurts like for the permanence.
Right.
Because your mouth has to like heal with the...
Get its shape, get its form.
When it swells up, yeah, when it
swells up
like that and you give it temporary dentures, you're forming them to the dentures instead of letting it heal and then letting the dentures form to your heel.
Temporary dentures actually have medication in it that stops the swelling out.
Oh, I did not know that. See, and I was just, I don't know. I asked them if they did, and they were like, no, we don't do that. But if you want to do that, they were like, we'll send you somewhere else. And I'm like, no, I don't want to go nowhere else, man. I just want to be here. Like, let me do this.
They did me.
Yeah, it was nice. It worked pretty good. He said, and drank beer when I got home. Fuck yeah, you damn right. I drank whiskey on the same night. Well, no, not the same night. It was the next day. But they told me I couldn't drink any pop with it. They're like, yeah, drink it straight liquor. I was like, fuck it. This show is lame. I'm going home.
I never really fucked with the chat before.
Oh, no?
No, I got
a
new...
it's so fun.
It's like having a new toy.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Everybody get a fucking drink real quick. Let me play some music. I'm trying to go through and see what I got for background music.
I wonder if these still work.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yes!
Yeah, it works.
My buttons work.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Oh, that's fucking beautiful.
Oh, there was so much water. It just went in there.
That is beautiful. Batteries are still good. They fuck. What kind of batteries are these?
Everlasting Gobstopper batteries.
Oh my god.
Robert Connor said dry socket sucks.
The fuck are they called? Oh yeah.
Yeah, they told me not to smoke. I didn't smoke right away. I fucking just. And when I did, what I did instead of like sucking in is I would put it up to my mouth and I would form a seal and I would inhale. Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Fuck.
No, I give a fuck. That was an accident. I was trying to put the batteries back in it.
Oh, I know. You're just playing with your toy. You ain't been here in so fucking long.
That's kind of nice, man. I missed them.
Toys. Oh, no. Your fucking camera fucked up because you fucked with it.
I didn't touch anything.
Oh, you were messing with those damn...
Yeah. There it goes. We're back to normal.
No, Woo. That's good. It was your desk camera that was off.
Oh, what the hell did it do?
It was when you were fucking with the...
I didn't fucking do anything.
Did you turn something on again?
Go ahead and put that camera back on. I just shut it off. I'm going to try turning it on.
No, it's not going to work. I wouldn't even fuck with it.
Hang on. God damn it. Give me a hammer. Buddy got a hammer?
Let me try something.
Right.
Let me try something I don't think will work, but we'll try it anyway.
Shut it off and restart it?
Yeah, turn it off, turn it back on. We'll see. I mean...
At least it froze on the Jim Beam bottle. Yeah, I didn't even touch it. I wasn't even fucking where near it.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Fucking pieces of shit. Fucking cameras.
Is it plugged into this board up here?
Yeah.
Ah, it's loose.
Oh, it's fucked. I don't know. I ain't worried about it.
Try it again.
Nope, I'm just happy all this is working. We're going to keep it this way.
But it's fun. Play with it.
I can't play with it.
Just touch it. Just touch it, Rick.
See? Black. That's mine. That's my thing. I'm going to show people what I've been selling lately. I got some shit to show you guys.
Thought you were trying to show him pictures of your anus.
Keith Purdy said, can't take that fucker any place nice. No, fuck no, you can't.
Holy shit. It's like a bunch of people popped in. First 10 minutes, hell
they
yeah.
You missed us, man.
I guess.
Welcome to the Rick and Rowdy Show. Good to have you. All right, and this wouldn't be a regular show if we didn't do the old warning. So, here you go.
Warning. The following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. If you are easily offended and cannot stand foul language or manly banter of any kind, this may not be the show for you. Your discretion is advised.
Chunky.
Oh, fuck.
I think I got something on the microphone.
Yeah, you're taking it home with you. Good thing, huh? Yeah, everything is surprisingly fucking slow, like on my laptop. So, definitely going to have to get this thing wiped, cleared, cleaned, and maybe get a new one. I think right. I've accumulated since our last show.
All that cock sand is coagulated between the keys, and they're all sticky now.
You know, I really think it's from that time that I took in Daytona a couple days ago.
Yeah?
Went down there and got crazy with some fucking male strippers.
That was a quick trip, wasn't it?
Dude, nobody even knew I went down there. I didn't even check myself in. My phone did it for me, fucking snitch ass.
You know how many people asked me? Is Rick in Florida?
Dude, I put that on there because I was like, I looked out the fucking window and I'm just like, how many more fucking days of this gloomy bullshit, right? I was just
right.
I woke up in a bad mood and I'm like, you know what? Fucking, I'm going to Florida.
Sun will come out
tomorrow. Right. I was like, I'm going to fucking Florida. So I went to my phone, I checked into Florida. And then, like, simultaneously, I kept getting texts. People like, hey, man, hey, you done? Like, people in Florida that live in Florida, like my buddies and shit, and like wheelchairs are like, hey, come on down. Where you at? I'll pick you up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. Like, I'm lying. I'm just
joking. Yeah, I had people texting me, is Rick in Florida? I said, I don't fucking know. Then I pulled up your Facebook. It's like, he ain't in fucking Florida.
No, didn't you hit me up, didn't you? You were like, hey. Like, people want to know, are you fucking really down there? And I'm like, nah, man.
All these nosy people want to know what you're doing, Rick.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
How dare you not announce it to everybody?
I kept telling everybody, man, it's like, it sucks when you, because I feel like we were just on an upward transition, you know what I mean? Like, we were getting more and more people, we were doing more and more stuff.
Oh, you're talking about the shutdown?
Just the show, yeah, and then shutting down, it kind of, like, killed my spirits, but I knew that I knew that I had to do it. I knew that it's only temporary, I knew that I'll be back, you know what I mean?
Get it done, and, yeah, I've had people ask, and I'm like, I don't fucking know. When it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And then you called me out of the blue today. Fuck, what'd you call me at? 2 o'clock?
No, I called you at like 10:30.
Was it that early?
It was early.
You're like, hey, you want to do a show? And I said, let me make a phone call. Yep.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes later.
Yeah, I just figured, you know what? After I was talking to somebody and they were like, dude, I can't even tell you got your fucking teeth out. And I was like, well, maybe because I've learned to talk without my bottom teeth. And it took me like a week or two, but...
No, and you've done other shows a couple of times. Your little Friday jam sessions. And...
No, well, I mean...
I mean, you had to, because I saw it picked up my fucking table was somebody had to have been having fun over here.
Yeah, no, I did that.
Christ, there's dog hair and weed.
It wasn't
and...
a whole lot of fun, though. It was kind of just, like, lame.
Cause empty
I knew
bottles
I was...
of fucking booze and dried jizz, and there's all kinds of shit on my table.
Yeah, that must have been from the fucking... little people we had come over. Brandon Pickett says, need more shows, damn it. I know. We're going to get there, trust me. Robert Connor says, I love the way she rubs her fingers through my balls. That's gross. I hope we don't get
that's
banned
terrible.
For that.
Oh, that's
don't
so
ban
terrible.
Us. I don't think they will, though, because I tell you what, I've seen some shit on Facebook lately that'll make you sick, dude. Well, not only sick, but I've seen, I actually shared it on the No Man page. I don't even know if it worked. But it was a group in Germany, okay? It's these people that are against the so-called right wing, right?
Yeah.
And it's these women that are literally, like, a whole street of them, topless,
yeah.
Shirts off, titties out. And they got a
yeah,
flash of Nazi symbols or whatever on
it. It hurt me. It hurt me right here in the old heart.
Why?
Because I had to fucking deny it, man. We got like 4 strikes against us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering. And, I was like, I didn't see it on there, but it didn't. You know what? That was one of those things that was shot in dark. I was like, well, if you
dude,
like
dude, that
like
page has been on constant probation since the day I fucking made it.
Mm.
I like literally, what? I'll get off one probationary period. And
what up, Kev?
One of my professional admin assistants, one of them sitting right here, will fucking pass something. It's like, I got nailed for some dumb shit. I got nailed for shit that happened a fucking year ago on it.
Yeah. There, and see,
it's like I was on this.
Zuckerberg's talking about, oh, we're going to fucking, you know, we're going to
yeah, we're
going to
stop. Yeah, my
like,
ass.
Hey, bullshit.
Fucking tightened it up.
Well, it wasn't even Zuckerberg. On YouTube, I got hit with fucking my MP40 video because I put my MP40 video out of there or whatever. I literally, all I did was, I put in the fucking, I didn't even put in the magazine. Magazine was already in it. I racked around.
Yeah, I watched you.
Racked around.
I think it's because you hit the German music behind it.
It might have been.
Fucking
they might have been like.
Playing Heidi behind it.
No, you know what it is. I guarantee fucking to you, dude. It's some fucking middle nose ring, lefty fucking blue hair.
Yep.
Looking at my shit like, that's not going on.
Why the fuck is Elon Musk or somebody else cooler than fucking the Zuck?
Oh, hold on a minute. I got to say.
Bought that shit.
I appealed it, though, and I won my fucking appeal.
I won one appeal, but like I say, I'm on perpetual probation.
Perpetual.
And, oh, dude, it is fucking
well,
forever. We got to get a fucking shirt that says that. Frickin' Rowdy Show, perpetual probation.
Perpetual probation, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I've been watching that show. It's an old show. You guys have probably seen it. The fucking.
We're old, so probably.
Prison Break. Prison Break with the brother. He goes in to save his brother. It's on death row. He's getting framed or whatever from killing somebody. He never killed him. Man, dude.
Hey, ask anybody on death row. I didn't kill nobody.
I was in there. Well, I was in there. I was watching that show, and I fucking, like, I've been watching that shit, and I fucking, nice, been excited with the share, big old bomb dropping. Hey, dude, I had a dream that I was in prison in a wheelchair.
Be careful. Somebody else had one. You know what happened to them.
Bro, and I go to get up, and I'm like, I don't have a wheelchair, and I'm in prison, and I'm just sitting in this bed, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it was real quick. And I was like, I'm just like trying to get up, and I couldn't get up, and that was it. And then I fucking woke up, and I was like, dude.
Was your teeth in or out in that dream?
I don't know. It was quick.
Could have been bad. You'd have been popular.
You know what, though? But it makes me think, like, you know, even if you were in prison and you could get out, is that any way to, I mean, unless you're looking at life and you're going to die or something like that. If you only had, like, 5 years or, like, a year and a half or 3 years to go, like, why would you break out and then fucking the rest of your life have to live
looking
behind your shoulder?
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
Yep.
That's crazy. I could never do it.
Good old prison.
So, Kevin Harris says, I have 2 Facebook profiles because I was a repeat offender. So I got all these damn different names. Keith Purdy with a share. Appreciate that, Keith. Kevin says, if Zucky takes down another one of your posts without any justification or ability to review what it even was, I'm going to lose my mind. Oh, dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're a victim of even being a part of that fucking club. The whole Facebook thing's got people. It's a good platform. It's nice how it's set up. It kicked the shit out of MySpace.
Yeah.
Well, I thought MySpace was cool because you could have, like, when you click on somebody's, like, going to their house. And I got fucking Slayer jamming.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. So, like, somebody wants to be...
Oh, like when you go into their page?
Yeah, when you go to their page, it's kind of like your room, like your bedroom.
Yeah, I fucking love MySpace, man.
Posters all over it and shit, and graffiti and fucking background music playing. And that was kind of cool. And you kind of had to go to somebody's house to talk unless it was a DM. So MySpace was kind of cool for a minute. And then, of course, Facebook come and... Everybody fell in love with it, and then everybody got fucking censored, except the left. They can pretty much do, say whatever the fuck they want, but...
Right. I think subliminally, Donna's trying to get us to go to the Onion. Titty's always out at the Onion, she says. Fuck yeah, Donna! Titty's always out at the Onion. You heard it. The Onion open 3-4 days a week, maybe. Who knows? Depending on what they feel like and how the weather is.
We didn't have titties at the Onion, but last Thursday, my... buddy's sister showed up, popped in for a quick visit
at the Onion.
Yeah, no. At the No Ma'am, and she was fucking lit, dude. And she grabs onto one of the rafters and was like fucking shaking it, like hanging like a monkey from it. And one of the bras fell off.
Oh damn!
They're like a collection of bras that ladies have left up in the rafters. So she puts that on. She's drunk and shit. Got a bra on the outside of her shirt and acted like she was going to do a fucking backflip and almost face planted into the wood pile. It's pretty epic.
Damn, man. See, I miss all the good shit.
And I called my buddy. I was like, can't send your drunk sister over here anymore.
I tell you what. Yeah, I've had some good times at both areas, the Onion and the No Ma'am spot.
Oh, yeah.
Many more to be had, I'm sure. says, my titties were out last Thursday night. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. She don't give a shit. No fake name or nothing. She's just out there.
Don't look now. Donna's got her boobs out showing everybody.
Yeah, right? Fucking dude. How many new fucking... dude, the people that watch this afterwards are going to be like, dude, how do I find this Donna? Who is Donna? They're going to be trying to look at the live.
Right.
The
trying to buy tickets to the Onion.
I'm telling you. They're going to be like, how do I get to this Onion area? Is that local? Is that a local thing?
I can't find it on Ticketmaster.
Hey, right. Do they have a Facebook page? How do I get a hold of them?
Oh, Christ. That'd be the most banned page on Facebook.
Got a new band for 4th of July at the Onion. Fuck, I might actually come out for the 4th. Shit. Sounds like a good time. Sounds like a good time.
Keep sniffling. No, I haven't done any of the Peruvian marching powder. It's just a... man. Grinding dust today. Yesterday, the last 2 days. Fuck, I actually worked overtime this weekend.
Damn.
5 hours on Saturday, 4 hours on Sunday, 14 hours on Monday, 12 hours on Tuesday. Today was back to normal. Thank fucking God.
Is it working, man?
I need some Peruvian marching powder after all that. Somebody, I read that name the other day, and it's just stuck with me.
Peruvian.
I think that is the greatest fucking name for cocaine ever.
Bro, you never know. How long has this shit been in fucking existence for human beings?
Oh, forever.
Consumption, right.
Yeah. Sedative, pain reliever.
You think it was here before Jesus Christ?
Pretty sure marijuana was, too.
Hell yeah. Speaking of sales.
My guy smashed that up and said, hey... if we mix it with some diesel fuel, we can make this really cool powder.
Right.
We'll have to look that up sometime, the history of cocaine.
That sounds interesting.
It does.
I'll make sure this music's not
too long. Also, it'd be interesting to know the history of the cultivation of marijuana as well.
of how it started. I mean, well,
you
gotta think though, indigenous people and different shits have been fucking erased throughout the histories.
But I bet you if we did some research, we'd be pretty impressed with how far we could go back to get a pretty good picture of the first recorded usages, productions. You know, maybe Jesus smoked.
All right, you know what? I would like to see that study done, see if he did. If he sat around the fucking bonfire and took a puff.
Right, toke.
Robert Paco Sanchez! Good to see you, cousin.
Maybe that's what made him see the future.
Yeah, I have all these different backgrounds. I don't know which one works or which one doesn't, but we're just going to go with it once.
Just kind of flippity flip.
Now listen, let's go back to fucking politics, because since we've been a lot of fucking shit's happened.
Shit has hit the fan.
Where do you want to start out?
Fuck, where do we start out? The fact that
I don't know.
30 days before he was even in office, he was fucking on the phone when he got in off, when he won the election. Instead of fucking off saying, hey, I get a little vacation before I go in January and swear my oath. No, this motherfucker's working full time. And then when he's in office, holy shit, the first week. And I think that's what's really tripping some people out is this guy works the fucking speed of light 24/7. He's got to be a fucking robot, dude. Maybe he's got Peruvian marching powder.
Bro, he's got something to keep that fucking skin tan and that hair blonde.
Like a bat. He only sleeps 2 hours a night hanging upside down.
I actually got a fucking thing in the living room.
Oh, that's meth.
No, it's
yeah, they gave the Nazis meth.
What's it called? It starts with a P, Peruvizone or something like that.
Yeah, it's basically methamphetamine.
Peruvian marching fucker. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, unfucking believable.
No, he's done a lot. He's signed, I don't know how many fucking different
I've had so many discussions with so many people about it. And I got a few friends on the left. They're not hard left, but, you know, we're cordial and we have discussions about it like civilized fucking people used to.
Right.
And a couple of them had mentioned that one of their biggest concerns is the speed that things are happening. It makes them feel uncomfortable.
No, it does. It's supposed to.
And that's fine. I said, but how can you hate the fact that this man has done more in fucking a month. Than the last 8 presidents have? It's honestly amazing, man. I mean, the guy, he's just, there's no fucking stopping him. And the fact that he was in for 4 years, he was the new guy in town. All the cool kids in the crowd said, hey, get this guy on your team. They're going to be good for you. And it was a clusterfuck.
Right.
He did the best he could to claw through it. He lost the election. So he's got 4, and I say lost.
He lost.
And then he had 4 years that he could have just said, fuck it, quit. You know, I tried. The American people didn't want it. Blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I'm done. Fuck no, he didn't. He made a fucking plan, and he's going to come back stronger and better and with a fucking unbelievable team, because now he's not the new guy in town. Now he's the guy that got to figure out the ins and the outs, the fucking turds from the diamonds, and he put together a phenomenal fucking team. And this guy come back with fucking kicked hell's gates right fucking open, buddy. And he's ready to fucking wrestle.
April Klein says, my favorite thing that's happening right now, who are losing their shit over cutting wasteful spending, but they aren't mad about the people who wasted it in the first place.
Amen. Yeah. That's a huge thing.
Right.
Just that. Every president.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Every fucking president we've had.
That we've gotten fucking billions and billions of dollars.
Obama was well known for being the guy that was going to clean shit up and go and cut, you know, government spending. I remember in the 80s watching fucking TV and they were talking about pork barrel spending and all this and that. Nobody really fucking, they talk about it, but nobody did anything about it.
Right.
And this guy's coming in kicking fucking doors in, taking names and fucking taking away checks.
It's almost like that meme with the fucking FBI. It's like, FBI open it! And the fucking door blows in and they all come in through the window.
Yeah, and not, you know, they're literally going to hold these fuckers accountable. And I loved what Elon Musk did as far as sending the email out. We want to know what you fucking did today.
Right.
Any fucking boss on the planet at any job you've ever fucking worked, if there was a question, if you're doing anything, ask you what you did all morning and you didn't answer, get the fuck out.
Right.
You're fucking fired, dude. If
what
you
up, John?
If you can't tell me five fucking things you did today, five fucking things, get the fuck out of here.
Bro, in five things? Dude, a person that hasn't done a fucking thing all day can tell you five things they've done all day.
They couldn't tell you five things they did in the last fucking month because they're not doing their fucking jobs. Right.
What'd you do? Oh, well, I got on TikTok and I made a good little TikTok about how I go to work and I go upstairs and
dude.
I eat my bran muffin.
And how many of these fuckers had other jobs? You know, they got this cushy government job Harry where
balls.
I work from home and I actually don't do a fucking thing but answer a couple of emails. This is fucking great, and yeah, man, I'm excited about everything that's happening. The
ICE is hiring fucking like over 500 people a day, they said.
Dude, I was geeked at how many IRS agents they fucking fired.
IRS.
You remember
hire
the
ICE.
Mass hiring, this massive hiring of IRS agents that are gonna go ever after every fucking nickel and dime that the regular guy makes.
Right. Just,
you know,
to try to make more, get more for
the regular
guys.
Guy makes shit money and struggles his ass off to survive and sells a fucking lawnmower out of the front yard
right.
or an old shitty car that he fixed up on the side or gets rid of some crap that he don't need and they're going to tax you on it. You already paid fucking taxes when you bought the shit.
Right.
The tax has been fucking paid.
Stan said Ohio's lodging people for ICE now. Great, 68 a day instead of hotels for 60,000 for 3 months.
Fucking
and money
right.
goes into the city. 40,000 IRS under Biden.
Yep.
Donna Ford said, today! Fuck yeah, girl.
It's getting all kinds of wild in here.
Love that.
But
the
fucking list goes on, man. He's provoking people. I watched an Arab guy the other day. And he's kind of giggling. Hello. And he goes, I have figured out Trump. He says, Trump is a businessman. That's not a very good Arab accent, but I'm working on it.
Is,
sounds
right.
kind of Russian, but
no fucking...
just pretend I'm wearing a fucking turban.
Yeah, we're not.
So anyways, he says,
no trophies for that
he
one.
Says, I figured out Trump. And he says, Trump's a businessman. And he says, he's going to shock you with these tariffs. He says, because he wants to get you to the table.
Right.
He wants you to go, fuck, we need to go talk to this guy and make
a
deal.
He wants you to go, fuck.
Yeah, he wants you to go, shit, fuck, we need to get to the table and make a deal with this guy. We need to get to the bargain table. That is what he wants. He's getting your attention.
Well, he's out of the deal, man.
Yeah, he's
Hold
getting
on.
Your attention by a big fuck you.
Now
come to the table and let's make a deal.
April said, it's like... going into the meeting with the Bobs. The Bobs are the people from the movie called Office Space. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that.
Yep.
Fucking great movie. It's like, so what would you say you actually do here?
Right.
And they're like, do here? You mean like actually like do?
right.
Well, TPS reports. And they're like, well, what is that? And they're like, well, I don't know. We just write names on a piece of paper, I guess, or something like that. That was great.
I got to make a huge point here.
Make the point
about the tariffs. I hate how we are such a me society. Me, 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 right now. Me, 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 me. Instead of our children, our grandchildren, and the future generations. Americans were not always this greedy. Americans were very concerned for the future. And this fucking me society has really driven us down. Like right now, well, these tariffs are going to make it so expensive for us. Fuck, I'm willing to pay a little bit more right now.
Right.
He's not going
to make it better
wave his magic wand or snap his fucking golden fingers and make grocery prices come down and everything fucking cheap. It's going to take a goddamn second. Give him a fucking minute to get shit done.
You don't think he had 4 years to figure out what has to
happen? Oh, dude, but these smart asses are like, oh, grocery prices really going down. Give it a fucking minute. It will.
Right, it's been a month.
And besides that, we're not buying fucking groceries from Mexico.
Right.
We're not buying groceries from Canada. We're not going to buy lumber from fucking Canada. And, you know, those fuckers have been piggybacking us since the day they fucking existed. Mm. They've been riding off the American ass. And think of how many farmers, how many lumbermen, how many oilmen we're going to drill, baby, drill. Shit's going to be fucking glorious. It's going to take a goddamn minute. Quit being a fucking pussy and worrying about yourself and just ride right now. Just ride it because it's going to be for the benefit of our kids and our grandchildren. Suck it up, nerds.
I'm glad I picked this background music.
It's fucking epic, dude. Oh, I think great. It's getting me more fired up.
Yeah, it's working. Didn't it? It's working. Oh, yeah.
But honestly, that's it. Fuck this me society shit. Fuck this me right now shit. Let's look at the future generations and what this is going to provide for them. It's going to provide jobs. Shit's going to go downhill as far as taxes. I mean, we're flirting with the fact that we may not have to pay an income tax.
Right.
We're flirting with the fact that overtime tax, depending on Congress, if they can get their heads out of their asses. And the left, who's all about the common working man, is going to shoot all this shit down and spit right in your fucking face.
And not stand for a little fucking boy with spinal cancer, you piece of shit.
Yep. Everybody that voted fucking Democrat, you better fucking be on your senators. You are the constituents. You better ride their ass and make sure that this shit passes for the lower and middle class.
Donna said ride them.
And tariffs are going to replace that.
Mm-hmm.
All that money from the tariffs.
Ride them titties. Oh, damn, I didn't see it. Ride them titties and fucking roll them tariffs out, baby.
I'm telling you, brother.
You know what? I knew it was gonna be a thing, but like... Think this, dude, you don't think this motherfucker had all this time to think about what needed to happen, how he was
4 years.
All he had people
that's
working
all
on every
he was
single thing
doing
he had to do, right?
Spending his own fucking money,
right,
to get this plan in place, and buddy, he unleashed,
dude, he's
the fucking
heads. They're like, what the fuck?
He kicked open the gates of hell and said, "I'm coming, motherfuckers."
Yep.
I'm gonna come.
No, I don't have that anymore. Do I? Wait, wait. Please tell me I do.
We still got that button in there. We gotta have that button in there.
Oh, come on, come on.
Oh, man, it's
no way.
Oh, wait. All right, right. Here it is.
Do not come. Do not come.
Fuck dudes.
I'm gonna come.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? When we first started doing this show, I don't think that we ever had anticipated being a hard right leaning we didn't even plan on being political
over here. We
literally just wanted to talk about current events. What's going on? Tell some funny ass fucking shit. Be entertaining. And it has, unfortunately, kind of turned political, but it's a necessary evil. Is that to say that the Rick and Rowdy show, when we come back full time here in 6 months, a year, whenever we fucking come back,
oh, it'll be sooner than that. Hopefully, I'm hoping to be full time, right about hopefully around like end of July ish.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping that the political climate will have settled down a little bit. So that's not all we have to talk about. So we can get back into the
I think you talk about cars,
the good humored shit,
right? Fun stuff.
Yeah, car shows and titties and Peruvian marching powder.
And you know, and the reason why is not because I don't enjoy talking about politics.
Truck
politics
stop does, prostitutes and
politics does involve parts of our life if we let it to. I guess. I mean, if the prices start going up and we're in politics, we're gonna know it before it happens.
Oh yeah,
obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're gonna feel it.
As opposed to somebody who's not even in tune with what's going on. And they're just like, why is this expensive?
And
like,
we're going to feel it. And like everything, we've adapted to it. The big shock gas change, you know, from $2 a gallon to fucking $3 a gallon. Yeah, a lot of people cried about it. But guess what? You got fucking used to it, and you've been paying it, and you got to have gas to get to work. So you're just going to suck it up, buy the fucking gas, and go to work. Quit bitching about it. All that shit's going
to
come back.
Like Dave said, he said, I'd love for Trump to get Musk investigating Gretchen Whitmer's spending and not fixing the roads. I think there's going to be a
that's
lot
gonna happen.
Of investigations. There's
that's
going to
happen.
Of shit going on. It's only been a month.
Well, we
dude,
had
it's
a...
It's only been a month. Dude, just wait.
We
it's
had a surplus in the state of Michigan.
Oh, dude, I know. Not
she,
even fucking
she
scratched.
She really bragged about this fucking surplus of money we had.
Right.
And she invested in this fucking solar shit you got in your backyard.
Oh, dude, I hate
she invested
it.
In this windmill shit. She invested in these fucking battery companies that aren't even going to come to fruition. All money lost. That what was it, $8 or $9 billion fucking dollars we had in surplus is fucking gone. That bitch is going to answer for it. She will fucking answer for it. If we have to get our own doge in the state of Michigan, she will answer for it.
Well, right now, I think his main focus is working on, first of all, the illegals that's been in here, like the the criminal migrants that he knows for sure are hiding. They went to war with these motherfuckers in Chicago, and everybody else is going to harbor these people. He's like, you're going to do that? Then we're going to take your fucking federal funding, period.
I'm hoping that he has more of a plan than just getting rid of them, because the immigration system as a whole is a clusterfuck.
Well, and I don't think everybody needs to go back. We need to find a fucking
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Integrate them into our society.
There are horrible, horrible roadblocks that stop good, hard-working immigrants from becoming United States American citizens. It's fucking terrible.
Right.
I know this personally.